There's a lot of our directors are old Melbourne Mining Club alumni. Mark with Pasminco and Comalco. Ron with BHP. Peter, the long-term lawyer to BHP, and yourself, Chairman, coming out of WMC. Now, I heard Hugh Morgan, obviously known to all of us, on the radio the other day, basically saying that he didn't accept, well, he didn't really believe that that climate change had been caused by carbon emissions, and he was sceptical about that. Now, I'm a bit disappointed that the directors have turned out an annual report this year which doesn't deal with the issue of our generation, which is carbon and our response to it. We are the biggest consumers of electricity in the country. I therefore presume we're probably the largest emitters. Our operations, albeit we've only got 40% of them, are probably the largest emitters of carbon in the country. Why isn't the annual report dealing with this properly? I mean, if we cop a big carbon tax, it's going to knock our profits for six. So I'd like to ask Peter directly, does he accept, does he support the Hugh Morgan view that he's sceptical about it, or does he accept that our operations are, you know, contributing to climate change, and that as a board we need to be upfront about this issue and talk about the risks and talk about the debate? Because I never see alumina anywhere in the debate, yet we are the largest emitter and consumer of electricity in this country. So why is the board so shy, and what are Peter's views on this, you know, absolutely vital issue, both for shareholders and for the nation? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Main. I, once again, it seems to me that that's a question that might reasonably have been asked earlier in the meeting, and it doesn't really seem to me to go to Peter Hayes' re-election. But let me just say in response to a couple of things. Firstly, John Marley is on the Prime Minister's task force to look into climate change. So that to say that we're disinterested seems to me to be quite incorrect. And if you had been here for his presentation, and I presume you weren't, you would have heard that he went to some length to address climate change and greenhouse gas issues in that address. And maybe the best thing would be for you to get a copy of it and read it and then have a discussion subsequently.